Well, a very good morning to everybody and those watching online. Wish you well. What is the most common wine at Christmas? I don't like Brussels sprouts. Well, I don't want to go on too long because, of course, you've got your dinner to look forward to. There were two teenagers in Liverpool and they were always at each other's throat. And if one was good at, let's say, English, the other one had to be better. And if one was brilliant at sports, the other one had to be better. And in their earlier years, they were both picked to be in the church Christmas nativity. And one was really desirous of the main role, which was, of course, was to be Joseph. Well, it went to his mate. So he was really miffed. But he got the job as the innkeeper. And he thought, wait till he knocks on my door. Well, there were only 8, 9, and 10 at this age. My wife is with child, about to give birth. There's no room, the place is packed. Have you any room? Yes! Come in. Sorry, we have never seen this version before. So Joseph looked at, come on, Mary, this is a crummy room. Let us sleep in the stable. There we go, folks. Now listen, what is Christmas all about? It's about, number one, a journey is made. Mary and Joseph went 80 miles. The kings went thousands of miles. The shepherds went up the road. But it's not that sort of a journey. You see, God chose to become a man. This is a boring document. This is the sort of thing you sleep in your school days. It's called the History of England. But even though it might be looking boring, don't panic, because if it was a will, that would look boring too. But if your name's in there, you'd soon perk up. And here you can see the history of England. Now at 3 o'clock this afternoon, pin back your ears, because the king will speak. And he will come out of the House of Windsor. Before that we get the Georgian household, before that the Stuarts, the Tudors, the medieval, the Norman, Saxon and Viking, and then the Romans. And we get somebody right up there, 55-54 BC. The initials are JC and they stand for Julius Caesar. But BC is what? Before Christ. You see, the whole of our date system in this country is based on facts. Does anybody not believe? Well, let's just dip in here. Edmund the Elder lived. Well, he's there in 940-46. There he is. Does anybody not believe that Columbus discovers the New World, 1492? All those incredible events, folks, are based on this life, AD, BC. He splits time in two. You see, a journey has been made. God has become a man. Think about it. If you had all power, you could do all sorts, couldn't you? You might even get people back to work. There's a thought. But here we are, folks. You'd get all power. You could choose to become a human being. And that's exactly what Jesus did. When I was growing up, we used to have big rules in our house. You could have 6 on a settee. Now, you've got to understand there were 12 children. And 5 could sit on a chair. How about that, to watch the telly? And there was one program that people watched and I was utterly fed up with it. And it was Doctor Who. And I thought, what a lot of nonsense. They had a telephone box. Well, I thought it was a telephone box. Until you look deeper. And when you opened the box and went inside, you saw worlds amongst worlds amongst worlds amongst worlds. You see, when you look at this baby, you've got to look deeper. Because God has turned up. I don't know what Mr. Dawkins is going to do today and all his followers. I wish him well. If he gave him a present, they'll probably think it's a delusion, so it would be very difficult. But there we go. But here's the point, folks. God has turned up. History shows it. Nobody can doubt it. A journey's been made. Now, the reason the journey was made is because people like me have strayed, a sinner strayed. And you don't have to be a notorious criminal to be in the category of a sinner. All you've got to be yourself. Just stay in your chair and be yourself. You see, here's my friend Tony, who I've not seen for a while. Hi, Tony. Now look, let's just pretend for a second that me and Tony don't get on. Alright? So there's a barrier. And the barrier is only one page wide. But there's a barrier. But if I went to, let's say, a book, and I could find a book round here, well, maybe there's one about, oh, I've got one here, match it. Still in it. And I put that up instead. There's a barrier. How many pages in that barrier? Probably about 1,000. Even if you've only done one thing wrong, there's a barrier. If you spend most of your time in one of Her Majesty's hotels for being naughty, there's a barrier. All you've got to do is be yourself. All men are liars. And that means I'm a liar. I've told lies. And Jesus came because my nature is wrong. And my problem is, on my life is a sentence. Now, there's 82,000 something in Britain this morning. Does anybody know what they might be? Prisoners. Alright? 82,000 in prison. Right? But if you go to the USA, there's a group of people who sit in a certain section of the prison called death row. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you, you sit on death row. So do I. You can't do anything about it. You can argue you're not on it, but you're on it. And they're just waiting to sit in a chair to leave the world when it's their call. And folks, God tells us what we're like. You see, if I've got a really bad ticker and you take me to the Kew hospital and I've got really major problems in here, and then I somehow wake up and say, Doc, what do you think? He said, oh, well, Vinny, I've got some really bad news for you. Oh, what's that? You've got an ingrowing toenail. We're going to have to operate on your ingrowing toenail. You think that'll do me any good? No! I've got to know what the problem is to sort it out, haven't I? God says, I know the problem. We've all got the nature that Mr. Putin's got. And given the circumstance, we can be as bad. And God says, a journey's been made. I've come for a sinner strayed. Because on every individual, there is a death sentence. Last week, a whistle blew. France cried, the Argies laughed. But during the week, George Coyne, the 1966 right back, never missed a match, went into eternity. You see, folks, our world, though it may have great joy, there's sadness. A journey's made, a sinner strayed, here's some great news. Jesus says, I'll take the death. And on the cross of Calvary, and that's why Lily read it, Jesus was pinned on that cross, taking your sin. Jesus has paid for it. Now, work this out. I steal your car. I go to court. They show CCTV. And they say, Vinny, how do you plead? And I say, I'm guilty, Your Honour. I think the pictures give it away. Dead right, he says. Dead right. And then the judge says, you're guilty, but I'll pay the fine. Do I have to pay? Listen again. I nick the car. Judge finds me guilty. Judge pays the fine. Do I have to pay? Paid. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus said, paid in full. The lot's paid for. Death is beaten. Put me in a tomb, I'll blow it apart. Nothing can hold me back. A journey made, a sinner strayed, a price on Calvary paid, and finally, it all becomes yours by faith. That means you banish a heart of unbelief, and you say, God, I'm going to believe it. If you ask Jesus to forgive you, and you don't feel forgiven, don't panic. You see, when a bride and a groom who've just got married leave the church, and they've been throwing all this confetti on them, and you say, where have you two just been? Well, we just got married. Do you feel married? No. Are they married? Because it's a legal term. Don't matter what you feel. Once you're married, it's legal. Folks, when you become a Christian, it's a great work in heaven and in your soul. A prayer prayed, God forgives you. Think of it. You might be 50 years of age. In a second, the whole of it's gone. You might be 70 years of age. Gone. You might be 10. Gone. Are you interested? And Jesus says, here's the gift. The gift of God. The life of God's available to you. Do you know the tragedy, folks? Most people miss it. And if I was a betting man today, I'd put all my money on that you'd probably miss it. Do you know why? Because Jesus said, narrow is the way to eternal life. Only a few will find it. Many are on the road to destruction. Few are on the road to heaven. Are you in the few? Are there many? In the week, the Jules Rimet Trophy, or the World Cup, was sent round Argentina. But what was interesting was this. There was a chef, and he was the mate of all the top players. Mbappe, Messi. And he went into the stadium when they were given the trophy, and he was holding the trophy. And the authorities are doing a big inquiry, because they said, not everybody can touch this trophy. Only the dignitaries and only the players. What's he doing with that trophy? Folks, becoming a Christian is not restricted. Jesus says, you can have the trophy of Christ, the forgiveness, and be let off. Isn't that good? So what we're going to do? What are you going to do? And folks, for some people, as you know, Christmas can be a little sad time. That little child, 4-year-old boy, lost his life yesterday. Never thought he would at the Centre Parks, would he? 2 weeks ago, those kids in Birmingham, never thought the people screaming at, get off the ice! Get off! Not unkind, are they? Get off the ice, get out of the danger. Get off death row. A journey made, sinner strayed, price paid. It's all yours by faith when you say, oh God, forgive me and live within me. Just to finish with, before we sing our final carol. Yesterday was a sad, well, nice day for me, sad nice, because at 10 minutes past one, which is 1300 hours, my mum had left this world, and she left this world 3 years ago in my arms from Blackburn Hospital. Oh, my mum, she always said to me, Vinnie, I'm frightened of dying. But she made it to 96. I said, Mum, when you go, you'll just fall asleep. And I prayed that she'd just fall asleep. Smooth. We're in Blackburn Hospital 3 years ago yesterday, 1:10 in the afternoon. The noises changed, I knew something was happening. And I'm holding my mum. And the nurse who was sat over there said, Vinnie, she's gone. And I was holding her. And there was no noises. But where'd she gone? She'd asked Jesus to forgive her months earlier. Folks, the gift is for you. Would you like it? Now let me tell you something. God is 2,000,000,000% for your soul. The Christian is 2,000,000,000% for your soul. Do you know who the enemy of the soul is? You. Because you say, no, I know better than Jesus about me. No, you don't. The maker of the universe knows everything. He loves you. He died for you. He can give you life. Don't miss out.